We appreciate it. And yeah. Is it to go up? Yeah. What's going on there, people? We have it or not?
Should be.
You maybe know the class list you said?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not here right now.
Rachel, I'm giving.
I have to give it here too. No. We had the previous handout. I want me to know it's okay with me. People, if you can turn to the Lashon and Gimel. That will help straighten out the Gemara too. Scribble some notes to myself. Now people, tomorrow I think I should, I'll give a share tomorrow. As it is, getting doctor's orders, I have taken this very, very, I thought very routine, antibiotics. One of these prinolone things. But they put it on the box. Two warning labels. Number one, that it causes rupture of the tendon, of the Achilles tendon, in rare cases. I know a little bit of biology. How the heck an antibiotic causes? But a high incidence relative side effect causes tendonitis and rupture of the Achilles tendon there. But the biggest thing is that the warning of not driving went on it. And I really let my son know I won't take, I checked the literature, I'm supposed to take it for 7 days, but there's another sheet that says 5 days may be enough. So tomorrow will be the last day on it, but it's something that whose side effects, I've never felt side effects of anything. Side effects is you stop at a red light, there's a tendency to close your eyes. Yeah, which is not a good idea. When the light changes, you have to remember to open the eyes, that's the problem. Okay. I want to review what started off our sugya. The sugya started off with a machlokas of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. If you have the Gemara available, quickly. Well, Namazai, Namadalas. Machlokas of Rameirim in Rabbi Yehuda. What's the machlokas? What do we keep? The halacha is straight even. Rameir said that according to Beis Shammai, the only shot in the Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, there's no such thing as chazorah. Period. Or chazor zoso. I summarize it here. I think it's, you scribble it down and make life a lot easier. According to Beis Hillel, the only thing that's permitted is chamin and golo v'kotum. According to Beis Shammai, nothing is mutter. Even golo v'kotum, period. There's no such thing as leaving things over for Shabbos. Right? According to Beis Hillel, again, chamin, but not tapshil. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Beis Shammai, and golo v'kotum, chamin, again, chazora, no heter. According to Beis Hillel, if golo v'kotum is mutter, even tapshil, and chazora, likewise, is mutter even tapshil, if the golo v'kotum. We pass like Beis Hillel, so the halacha is basically built on Rabbi Yehuda according to Hillel, or rather, sorry, Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's golo v'kotum, right, you can both mashe and you can do chazora. If you see the Shulah plays, not so sure how to paskin. If we hold a Chananya, that the Mishnah is only talking about Chazora, then according to Beis Shammai, Chamin is Mutter even on Enes Golo V'Kotum. Chazora remains also. According to Beis Hillel, Chamin and Tavshil is Mutu, and Chazore likewise is Mutu and Golo V'Kotum. The real Chilik comes in according to Beis Shammai, according to Chanan, according to Chanan, according to Beis Shammai, he allows on Chamin below Tavshil.
Rabbi.
But both ways, but whichever way we learn, according to Beis Hillel, if it's golo v'kotum, then chazora and shiur are both mutter. According to Chananya, according to Beis Hillel, then if it is nizbashel kamacha b'rdusoi, then there is no isu on a golo v'kotum. I'm sorry, there's no isu even on ena golo v'kotum. Chazora is mutter only for both golo v'kotum. Remember, we explained it. If it is nizbashel kol tzorko, there's no rational reason why Chazal should have worried about anything. Therefore, according to Chananya, where Machal Ben Dosoi is tantamount to this Bashal called Tzorko, then Shia is mutter even on a Kiro She'eno Goho V'Kotum. The only time Chazal is mutter is only Goho V'Kotum. But no Chilik, Chamin or Tavshel according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, according to everybody, Chazora is out of the picture. Chazora remains also, right? And the only thing that we can say, according to Chananya, according to Beis Shammai, the chiddush would be that mitzamek v'ralo, that chamin would be mutu on a gola v'chotum. Even in a gola v'chotum, chamin would be mutu.
Beis Hillel as well.
I'm sorry?
Beis Hillel as well would also say it's mutar l'achzir if it's mitzamek v'ralo.
Beis Hillel what? Beis Hillel.
Beis Hillel as well would also say mitzamek v'ralo, you're allowed to do chazara.
No, according to Beis Hillel, according to Chananya, even on a ain't a goal of a kotum. Both Chamin and Tavshil Omuto and an Eila Gol B'Chotem. The only time he Gol B'Chotem is for Chazorah. Remember, Chananya learned the Mishnah, Halach is a Chazorah Halacha. So it's Shia, there's no issue if, as long as it was Nisvashel Kavacha Ber Dusoi.
Right, but the Chazorah, Beis Hillel by Chazorah.
Beis Hillel by Chazorah is Muto only on a Gol B'Chotem.
Right, but if it's ain't a gora v'katum, would he allow the stomach for ralo?
Don't need ralo. Even with stomach for
ralo.
As long as it passes back above the soy. In other words, the Mishnah didn't develop any takaras hachomim on Shia. The whole issue, according to Chananya, according to Hillel, the whole issue is only Chazorah. Our Mishnah only talks about Chazorah.
Right, but Chazorah, according to Beis Hillel, if it's in a Gerov Hakatzum, would there be any mitznamik v'ralo? Would that be okay?
Don't need that. Even mitznamik v'yafalo.
Yeah,
no. By
Chazara?
Chazara and a goal of a kotum. Likewise, no issue whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's say that again. You have to have that clear. Because that's what you'll see. The Mechaber is not willing to give up on Chananya. Or you see, there's a second sheet that the Mechaber mentions, which is already only according to Chananya. Let me repeat that. Yes.
Rebbe said that the halacha were posak according to Rebbe Yehuda, according to Beit Hillel.
According to Rebbe Yehuda, according to Beit Hillel, then a if gorer v'kotum, everything is mutar. Even tavshel, not just chamin.
That's not right. Even machal ben dursai.
I'm sorry.
If it's garu fekatum, then everything is permissible, even machal that's not ben drusai.
Say that again.
If it's garu fekatum,
right, then you can make chazora.
But you can put shihiya with something that's even not up to the level of machal ben drusai.
No.
So then I thought that Rashi said on the next daf that we...
Only Kedei Rechaisa has been all of it raw that it won't get done at all. Then it's mutter. But otherwise you need Malcolm and Gosori.
I thought Rashi said that we go according to Chananya.
Right.
So then what does that mean? Lehalacha, we're going according to Rabbi Huron made...
We'll see in a minute. That's what we're starting over. Get to the halacha. Let me repeat that once more. If you get the down pat. According to Rav Meir, Chazora is also for Beis Shammai and for Beis Hillel. There's no heter for Chazora. Chazora is always also. Shia. According to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, Shia is likewise also. There is no Hetzel, not for Shia, not for Chazora, according to Rameir, according to Beit Shammai. Rameir, Rem Shat in Beis Hillel, that if it's Gova B'Kotum, you can do something of Mesamek V'Ralo, Chamin. That's Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it is Gola B'Kotum, then Beis Shammai will allow Chamin, but not Tavshil. Chazora remains also. Shammai has no Hetzel for Chazora. Beis Hillel, allows Shia, as long as it's Gola B'Kotum, Bein Tacham and Bein Tavshil. Likewise, Chazora is Muto, Bein Cham and Bein Tavshil. According to Hananya, Beis Hillel will be matir even Chamin on an Einer Gola B'Kotum, as long as it reached Michael Ben Dusoy. Okay, if we can keep those in front of you, you'll see how the Mechaber hasn't given up on Hananya. Okay, people, let's do the Mechaber and the Magen Avraham here. Kiro shi asuyo kikdeiro v'sof shapir kikdeiro l'malo. V'yesh v'moko m'shvisa shtei kikderos. Im husko v'kefes shi psola shazesim v'v'etzim. Also leaked in a layer tafshim mebol yom l'hashu salera. Elim kain is bashal kol tzorko v'um is samik v'ralo. Who sheet is that? Only Chamin, right? Only that which is Samik Baralo. The Lake of Lamecha Shemi Yechatea. O Shuchai, so is Bashal Klau. The Kivan Shuchai, that's Kirei Lachaisa. Kibun Shuchai Mesir Daitu Memeno Ad L'Mochol. And therefore, there's no danger. Shema Yechate has a whole night for it to cook. So, Bechol Alayla Yochol is Bashal Belo Chitui. Avol in this Bashal Ksas, Lon is Bashal Kol Tzoko, or Afilun is Bashal Kol Tzoko, Vum is Samek Biyofolo, Chayshin and Shema Yechate, Vosol Asho Solov, Elam kein gorav deino shotzi men kol cholim o kotam na shikisa cholim o for lemaita chom. Vim nosam bo chatich o chaya, then it's the same thing he said before, known as bashal klal. Chatich o chaya means something, the loshing more is, gam, if you put in there a gam o chaya, a raw bone, which we know requires long cooking, then muto kilo hoisa kulo chaya. It doesn't have to be that everything is raw. So you can have something which is partly cooked. If you throw in, just before Shabbos, you throw in a raw bone, that's then, al dei kein mesia dait memeno apila eina grufo k'tuma. Gorov v'kotum and putting in a raw bone is the same thing. It's what I've been saying to you from the very beginning. Chazal asks that you do something to show you're not interested in high heat, that you're willing to be mamayit as a home, or to show that I don't care about the tafshil, it'll surely get done for when I need it, because I need it only for tomorrow, not for tonight, not for Friday night. That's what Gam Achaya does. Okay. Next, the separate mutar lismoch lo gedera b'samuch chutzalo. That's the what the Gemara spoke about the twin kira, right? The shaila in the twin kira was: is it like samuch or not? Even though they're only separated by a wall, and the Gemara passes yes, as long as he's using the gor of a kotu. I'm getting the heat from an eil gor b'chotum that's on the side of it. It's like somochlo, and therefore it's mutal. Im husko b'kasha b'gavo, mutal ish zaleh pele lo gufa v'lo k'tubo. And keep the principle they're trying to. Why then? Because when you put in your fuel initially, and you decided to use kasha and gavo, you knew very well that it can't last long. What makes the cooking last is that the wood becomes charcoal, and the charcoal burns a long time. Therefore, if it's gefes or eitzim, then we're chashin and shema yichater. But if initially he put in a fuel that destructs completely, then I don't have to do anything more. The act of choosing that fuel was already a simon that Chazal were looking for, that you're not interested in high heat. So there's no danger, Shemi Yechate. So the Gemara, as our Gemara, and tells you that the sugya of Shnei Kiros Hamasim Zu Eitzel Zu, there's only a dofen shel cheras beinehem, and one is gufa k'tuma v'asheni eni gufa k'tuma, muta lishos ala gufa k'tuma afabi shemosaf helo misheni gufa k'tuma. Why? Because that's called somach lo. Just like we matter somach, we matter even if it is more than somach, but it's not al gabo. Tanu, afilu im husag bekasho gavo. No, that should be adequate. If you put in a fuel that cannot allow for chitui, there's no shemi yechate. There'll be nothing, no coals left over. Nevertheless, also afilu lisnochlo, afilu im goro bekotum. Okay. What's he going to make? Chiturai, Zeru Shema Yechate, on what? Kasha Gavra, there's nothing left. So look at the Magen Avraham. Ches, Apilu Gorov. That's really quoting from Rashi. Mepnei Sha Gorev, Eino Gorev, Elo Rova Ish Asma. Yevshel Shotisho Nitzu Sechot. No, but you have to ask a Balabatish a question. What's he going to do, go over Kotum and Kash and Gavavo? And Kash and Gavavo, we say, I don't need to make go over Kotum. Only when it's Gefes and Eitzim he go over Kotum. But if Husak Bekash Gavva, they didn't make an exeira on that. You gotta keep your Rabbanon's concern. So, what about the concern there?
Yeah, sure.
Because of Tano. The fact that he used a Tano. The fact that he used a Tano shows that he's interested in high heat and quick heat. Therefore, the acid Tano under all conditions. Even though you can't, there is nothing to make, nothing you go over Kotum. Because he said if the only Tano you can go over Kotum doesn't help good because you leave something over. Never do a clean job. But he said, even Husa Bekasha Gavva, where there's nothing to begin with. There's nothing to make Chitu on after it burns. On Tano, not. On Tano, they made Exeran. You can't use a Tano on Shabbos. Our stoves are called Kilo, not Tano.
So what was the Tano?
A Tano was largely for Betocho. There, like our ovens, put something in there, and dimensions where the heat is focused, because it's wider, the heat is and narrows down. The heat is focused on the pot. Therefore, the best shot I can give you is because tunnel is used only when you're looking for quick cooking, high heat cooking. Therefore, Rabbanan said, there we don't allow you to use it. You can't make shear on a tano. So the Rama adds, double poshut, but they were important to understand. It means kol zman sheyatzol edesbo. They didn't put an iso on that utensil, that kitchen utensil, that tano can't be used on Shabbos. If it cools down, and it's yatzoledes, it's now a closet, not a stove. It's not an oven anymore. It's a place you can store something, but you can't cook anything in it because if it dropped to the temperature of no longer yatzoledes, then you're allowed to put something in there. So if you're interested just in keeping things warm until evening time, and you get it down below yatzoledes, it'll still be not cold, it'll still be warm. That's mutter even on a tano.
So what does it mean? You're yatzulet, it's not yatzulet, but a person literally is going to put their hand and say, yeah, it's okay?
Not exactly yatzulet. That's not the exact test. The hand is not a good thermometer.
Maybe.
For yatzulet. You have to use a less calloused, less characterized part of the body. I told you, tinug,
so you have to put a baby on its belly in the oven?
I'm sorry?
You have to put a baby on its belly in the oven?
You put the baby on the oven? Yeah. If it's not got some lettuce, you can put the baby on the oven. Even on its belly. Yeah. Okay.
So I don't understand why nowadays are Kiras.
Thank God.
Why did they
define it as Kira? I don't know who made the decision that there are all kinds of varieties of stoves that people have. I know we get childless about the stove has a warming tray that can be used on Shabbos to keep the kugel warm. Is that really looked upon like somochlo, etc.? The answer is always, if it's yatzoledes, it's the oven. Yeah. Our stove, I really can't answer your question. On what standard did they define our oven should be looked upon as a kilo, not as a not as a tano. If it means high heat, certainly our inside of the oven, certainly so. I mean, to allow something to say in the oven Friday, to come out Friday night for the meal, there certainly would be shia on a tano. And I can just tell you how the poskim have been handling it. More in the Eretz Yisrael, where the shaylos were asked, if you go ahead and you leave the oven on, but it goes off on a clock sometime before the people come home from shul, and it's boiling hot, then it was cooking for an hour or so in a tunnel, in a real tunnel, no one is machmir. They allow it because they find the whole thing is a kiva. So he asked me the question, what makes it into a tunnel? I don't know. All I know is from the Lushan of the Befolshim, a tunnel is high heat. Next question, why is our oven classified as high heat and should be called a tunnel? You thank God for little blessings. They did, whoever, they didn't know what was signing up with that child.
Rabbi?
Remember, in Aloche, a Das Yochid that loses the battle, that loses the machlokis, remains extant. The opinion remains as a valid opinion. We don't paskin like him, but you don't discount him. And therefore, you see, Hananya, remember, comes in with Pshat in the Mishnah, where even if ain't a goal of a kotum, it's mutar leshos, according to Beis Hillel. That's why no one is perturbed there to look for chumras, and I haven't heard anyone be machmer on our oven, on our stove, to say that it's a tannel and therefore cannot be used at all. Well, you see, tannel, the machava paskin, it's only kilo, not a tannel.
But so the machaber is in the beginning, is posek according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda on the Chachamim.
Both Yehuda and Hillel.
But on the Chachamim that it has to be Mevusha Kotzarko, and it'll only be Mitzta Mekveralo.
No. Yeah, but what you say is right. But at the eight of the kotum, don't jump to our current practice. Our current practice is with goal of a kotum. That's an eight of goal of a kotum. You talk about the first part of the chava talks about eight of goal of a kotum. It's not goal of a kotum. Then you need misamek v'ralo, so you should make zeir shem yichate. But if it's goal of a kotum, not a goal of a kotum is. Your chont is misamik v'yofalo.
He doesn't. Why doesn't he put in that it's so everything he says at the beginning is not garu v'katum?
He says, look, read again.
Okay.
read the lotion. But also lahasho seler, ella im kain gorav dina hotzi or kotam. Or nosambo chaticha chayer. What he's telling is lahashos ana ena gorav kotam. You need, it should be mitzamek v'ralo, not enough to be nizbashel kol tzorko. But that's an eino gor of a kotum. We read it out loud so it'll register.
Elohim ken.
The Elohim ken. It's also Elohim Kain, Shekisa Geholim, right? Or Lemayit Chomim or Kotam, or Gorav, either Gorav or Kotam. So what, again, what's Mechab is saying? However, if Gorav or Kotam, then it's Mutu Lahasho Solov, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Hillel. Next, Tano they asked even somoch. Then there's a third instrument, a third kitchen utensil, the kupach. Kupach is mokom for one kedera. But it gives higher heat than kira, maybe because of that, because of the shape or whatever it is, and it's all focused on one part, so all the heat is more focused than in a kira. Then a tano we ask it completely. Then it depends. Im husak bekasha gavo dina kikira, but begefes eitzim dina would be katano. And if katano, afilu, even if you make gor of a kotam, we're not matir. Batanurim shalonu, dino kikiro. That summed up all the Gemara and the Mishnah. So Machaba again, Chaba Pasra Beis Hillel. Therefore, if Gorav Kotam, you can put anything on there, even a tafshil that is besamek v'yofalo, right? If it's not Gorav Kotam, then we also only if it is besamek v'ralo. Which means chamin or some tafshil that the Gemara lists various tafshilim which are considered to be badai misamek v'ralo, made from figs, made from dates, etc. That's the whole halacha summation of our Mishnah. Right? Then we come to the Gemara we started yesterday. Im shokach v'shor, he forgot to make gorav kotum. Im utavshel shebishel kol tzorko, since again, it didn't make gorav kotum, therefore, it's also for him to put anything on the stove unless it's misamek v'ralo. Or it is a raw gama chaya. It's a piece of raw bone in there. Or the whole thing is raw. Now what if it did so accidentally? Im shokach v'shor. Now we enter into the new halachas of nenem im lecha Shabbos. up to now we are talking about Isur Havora B'Shabbos, a Gzeira to prevent Havora B'Shabbos. Gzeira Shem Yechateh. Now, what if Shokach for sure? Not he would show it intentionally. So Imu Tavshel Shabishel Kol Tzolko, then we won't be Machmir. Then Mutor Afilu Mitzamek V'Yofolo. Vimu Tavshel Shehishel Zbashel V'lo Bishel Kol Tzolko, right? Also Ad Motzoi Shabbos. People pay attention. Ad Motzoi Shabbos means what? Not Bechdei She'asu. Only till Abdullah time. The Mavar Vashor, if however it was bemazed, then also Bishnehim. Then it's also, if it's a Tavshil, that's Mushul Kol Tzorko, right? But it was Misamek V'Yofalo, then we ask her. Comes the Ramor and says, not like the Mechaber, that's also Bishnei, also Ad Motzoi Shabbos, Ad Bechdei She'asu. V'im Herzirom Akum B'Shabbos, Dino Kishoka Fashio. Vim Hezirim Yisrael, Dino Ka'ovar Bashir. Okay. But in Samek Baralo, Muto Sharelon Enemirisu. So if it was Mabushal Koltonko and Misamek Baralo, why here we're dealing with a different halacha? Not the fear that he's going to do an isur. We're talking about a fellow who's b'shogeg, either shokach, right? Then if shokach, the shaila is not gzeira shema yichate. The gzeira is shelo yene mivlecha Shabbos. I'm not talking about the process, I'm talking about the end product. The end product was a tavshil that got cooked on Shabbos against the halacha. Therefore, if it was b'shogeg, we didn't put an iser on him. It's mutar if it was b'Shabbos.
What does it mean, Ad Motzei Shabbat?
Which one?
What does it mean, Ad Motzei Shabbat?
Where are you reading?
At the end of the Mechaber, Asur Ad Motzei Shabbat. V'im Avar V'Shihe Asur B'Shnehem. Right before the Ramas.
Ovar B'Shor is B'Mezid.
But what does it mean, right before that, what does it mean, Ad Motzei Shabbat?
If it's Mitzamek V'Yofolo.
And after that, Ve'im hu tavshil shidchil idbashel ve'lo bishel kol tzorko asor ad motzei Shabbat.
Right. That's it. It was loan as bashel kol tzorko. So there was a maisa bishel done on Shabbos. Right? Then it's also Rav Motzoi. It should be Nene Mimlecha Shabbos. If it's in Bashal Kol Tzorko, there is no Iso Daraisa. If he went ahead and did it from the refrigerator, something was in Bashal Kol Tzorko and put it on the oven, we're dealing only with the Rabbanans. If it's known as Bashal Kol Tzorko, then you're dealing with a Daraisa, depending on the machlokes of Hananya and the Rabbanan. If you don't hold like Hananya, then even though it's more than Machab and Dosoi, but no Lizbashal Kol Tzorko, then it's also.
If you're holding according to Hananya,
then it's Lizbashal Kol Tzorko.
But so Motzei Shabbat, the person is allowed to have it?
Yes. Well, so Shabbat can eat it right away.
Right away? He doesn't even have to wait the time that it would...
No. Came along the Ramah. And Ramah adds, Abertei Sheyasu. It's Machlokis, the Rosh and the Mechaba. The Rosh asks, Abertei Sheyasu, Mechaba only asks, Mad Motzei Shabbos. And that's what we'll elaborate on. And the Isur of Anor Memlecha Shabbos.
So what is this Bishnehem regard? V'ima Vavishihe Asur Bishnehem.
The Mova Vashor, also Bishnehem, meaning not only if Lon is Bashal Kotsoko, even if Bashal Kotsoko. Vafilum is Samik Baralo. People, please, you gotta be careful on your words. The first one is Shokach. Shokach is Shogeg. He didn't do anything intentionally, right? Vim Ova Vashor, Yovah Vashir, then we ask her whether it's okay. What's left to fill in here? What about Mitzamek Vechalo? Of Avishor, on something he wanted to be hot, but Mitzamek Vechalo. But further cooking is detrimental. Then, again, this is not the halacha of preventing a man from doing an isu. This is the halacha of he shouldn't have anor from Melech HaShabbos. If it's Mitzamek Vechalo, he has no anor from Melech HaShabbos. Therefore, no penalty. The penalty only if he benefits. I'm not looking here. Remember, in Shia Lechatchila, we're looking to avoid the possibility of Shema Yechate Begecholim. Therefore, anything that avoids that reminds him not to soak up the fire, anything he does so, that's what Chazal demanded. He didn't do what Chazal demanded. Now the question is, should you put a knas on the food because he did something in violation of Shabbos law? So that's what Chava says. If Ovar B'Shor, then we ask her whether Mitzamek Viralo or Mitzamek Viralo. Comes the Gemara and says, not so. In Mitzamek Viralo, Mutor Shreelo Nenem in Isu. So, since the Beis Yosef adds that, it says Mitzamek Vechalo, he's not Nen Memlech HaShabbos, then you might Mishia also Bishnehem as Bishul Kol Tzorko, right? Or no Bishul Kol Tzorko, but still Mitzamek Vechalo. If Mitzamek Vechalo, according to the Beis Yosef, which I assume the Machaber is not going to argue with, since it's the same person, even though it's not true that the Shulchan Aruch always records the opinion that's expressed in the Beis Yosef, there was a gap of time, and the Machaber is Machia sometimes not like the Beis Yosef. Nevertheless, simple pshat would be like the Beis Yosef, that it does exclude Misamek v'Ralo, because here the halacha is Nene Mimlecha Shabbos, not Isul Malocha v'Shabbos, Shelo Yechater. But the shaila is there a knas rabbonon on someone who did something on Shabbos? He shouldn't have hanor from what he did on Shabbos. Okay, just this one more line. I told you the Machaber can't give up a Chananya. He brings a yesh omrim. Many people claim that when the Machaber gives two opinions, that you pass like a yesh omrim. Okay?
Really?
The yesh omrim, shekol shen izbashel kamacha b'andisoi, right? O shen izbashel kol tzoko mitzama b'yafalo, which is the same as Machal Ben Chazoi. Ben Chazoi is in his Bashal, Kol Tzorko is according to Chananya. But it admits it's Mesamek V'Yofalo, it's better to cook some more, right? Muta L'Hashol Zagabe Kira.
So who are the Omrim? Who are the Yesh Omrim that he's...
So Yesh... Muta Al-Gabe Kira, meaning Al-Gabe Kira She'ena Grufo Ketumo. And that you can put on a kira. We talk about putting it on a kira, but after gorev akotum, muta lacha agabe kira she'ena grufa k'duma. Comes up with Ramon and says, or afilo agabe tano. Look, Muhammad says it. Afilo husa begevus veitzim ain't a grufa k'duma. Only when Shehisrael is Bashav Lohigi and Amacha Ben Dosoi. Bechain Linyan and Notakir Meleo Bolazir of Shabbos. So here you have the Machaber presents you with Hananya's opinion as a reputable alternate opinion. And according to Hananya, that's what we've been emphasizing all along, if it's Nizbashel called Tzorko, there is no Gzeret Rabbonon. Gzeret Rabbonon was only if known about called Tzorko. Chananya holds that Machal Ben Chazoi is called Mizbashel called Tzorko. It's not called Mesamek V'Ralo, it's Mesamek V'Yofalo, but it's Mizbashel called Tzorko, right? Therefore, there's no need for Grufa Ketumah at all. When you have Grufa Ketumah, Chabad is clear. Chabad teaches him Pshat in the Gemara. When they worry about you need grufa for keduma only if it's cooked less than machal ben chazoi. So it's known as bashal kol tzorko. Remember, Chananya says that machal ben chazoi isn't bashal kol tzorko, but it's mesamek v'yofalo. Mesamek v'yofalo is not a factor according to these yesh omrim. Even though mesamek v'yofalo, it is still mutar without gorev akotum. You need gorev akotum only if it's less than Machal Ben Chazoi. But once they hit Machal Ben Chazoi, in the way I was mouthed by you, the psychological component here that Chazal worried about. He should feel under stress. We're afraid is a man who wants to be Shemar Shabbos. He's not coming of Ubishel. We also we're not choishu such a thing. Of Ubishel, we're signing up with a Rabbanon, okay. But Abba Rabisho, we don't, no such takona. Not worried about making a takona for Abba Rabisho. He won't listen to the Kaddish Baruch, he won't listen to the Rabbanan either. Okay? This is the big revelation. Machaber, we thought that Chananya got buried under the weight of opinion against him, right? Not Dafkin. You have a reputable opinion like Chananya.
So do the majority, when the Mechaber says the Yesh Omrim, how often does the Rebbe just said that some people say that is what he means?
Some people, the Achayinim claim that they have some kind of Kabbalah that we should paskin like the Yesha Omrim in the Machaba.
And the Masay today?
No, we don't paskin like Yesha Omrim.
Generally speaking, when we read Halakhot, if it gives something and then it says there's a Yesha Omrim, regardless of where it is, we go according to the first opinion?
No. No, there's no cloud?
No, no set cloud
like that. But the Yesh Omrim cloud in the Machaba, that's well known. I don't remember who said it originally, but people have accepted that as a possible way to understand, because Machaba doesn't paskin, and it gives you two choices. But the key is that if, as a Hananya, they only go over Kotum. Let me tell you what it's the Geos a little bit right away, Halacha L'maase. You forgot that you went away for the summer to a bungalow, and you didn't take along, you forgot to bring along a blech. So I told you, Gova Vakotum, we can live up to by merely putting a piece of adhesive tape over the jet of the oven. There'll be a hecker, remind you not to do anything. Some will argue, but the meaning is to put a blech on as if this is a kule. You allow yourself b'shas hadchak a kule. It's hard to defend not doing that all the time. In other words, in my opinion, and all the achayne where they analyze it, far better to have a piece of adhesive tape than to have a blech. My Shrezer says a blech is no good unless the blech has a right angle turn that covers over the jets. Because he looks upon the blech as merely utility. It's utilitarian. If I have a blech and I have only one fire underneath, the blech spreads the heat. So you could make use of the full surface for keeping things on there. But the ikka takon is a mokum achitui. That's why you take away the coal. Here's where the ikka shail is. He'll raise the flame. So therefore, you need a hecker over there. But to think upon that as a kule, when you have a second opinion in the Machaba, a Yeshom, that says you don't need to go over Kotum at all. That go over Kotum only if you began cooking 10 minutes before lid benching. But if it was Nizbashel Kemachal Ben Dosoi, there's no need for Afil Eina go over Kotum. So there's no moko really for looking for chumre on what you call Gor Vakotum. When you have a reputable opinion quoted in the Machaba that says even not Gor Vakotum is also good. Unless you just began cooking. But as long as you cooked Shlish Bishulu, or Chatzi Bishulu, right, you already took away the Gzeira de Rabbanan. Why? You took away the stress. Will I have what to eat on Shabbos? You have what to eat on Shabbos. It may not be full cooked, it may not be well done, it'll be partly done, but it's already edible.
When we say edible, does that mean that a person that it tastes good enough to eat, or that it won't make you sick?
No. It's not talking about no question of eating raw. Machal Ben Dosoi, he was a pirate, but he wasn't an idiot. He didn't eat raw either. He ate rare. In America, that is the dominant way to cook. Our dominant way to cook seems to be Machal Ben Dosoi. Everybody wants to avoid it. It shouldn't be overcooked. You want your steak to have some pink, some red in it yet, right? But that part is also cooked. That's cooked Machal Ben Dosoi. The outside is Vashel Kol Soko, and the inside is Mashal Kabbalah Ben Dosoi. Okay. Let's stop here, maybe. At 1 o'clock we'll continue just to get to the second half of it, namely the roof of Ketumah, Chazorah. To get to Chazorah down.